All right, today's June 11th, 2019. It's a Jacques Cousteau day, the young man who discovered titanium. So, congrats to you.
Were you old enough to remember Jacques Cousteau and all those shows? They were cool.
Who's the one guy that hid in the bushes and made the other guy do all the work and took all the credit?
Marlon
Perkins. Yeah,
Marlon Perkins. Marlon Perkins, yes.
Oh, man. King Kamehameha Day, the former king of Hawaii. Today's his day. World Pet Memorial Day. Who's the world pet that you miss?
I've got a few dogs.
Dumbo?
There's a few dogs over the years.
No, well, I mean, a pet that everybody owned. Okay, like, all like Lassie, Benji.
Oh, are you talking about famous name pets? Yeah. I miss Foghorn and Leghorn.
What's the rat? Speedy Gonzales?
Speedy Gonzales. How about...
what was his buddy's
Sad
name?
Savoir Faire is everywhere.
Pepe Le Pew, weren't they all the same? Mm, yeah. Just hit that button, Drew.
You may find you're labeling yourself with words like idiot or stupid.
They certainly do that.
Cool.
It's happening. It's happening. It happened. Doing it, aren't you?
I'm not going to stand for the curse.
And now, brought to you by Goggin Cold Hall, the coldest team in town.
The best, worst segment.
Oh, I'm thankful nobody's listening, but my God, this is funny.
That laugh right there will be on the promo.
No, I worked on my hair a long time, and he hit it. He hits my hair.
All right, today in sports history, June 11th, 2019. Download that WNSR app. Play along with us wherever you go. This is where I threw out dates in history for the National Ombudsman, Sports Ombudsman, Greg Pogue.
Self-appointed this morning.
Self-appointed. Tries to figure it out. Greg, 1938. This guy woke up on this day not knowing he was going to make part of history. And not knowing that 71 years later that Steve Lehman would not even think about him in this category. Johnny Vandermeer.
The back-to-back no-hitters.
The first of two consecutive no-hitters.
The only pitcher to ever throw consecutive no-hitters.
Still not the greatest performance ever.
Nope.
Not the God. 1950, this guy returned to tournament play in golf after a near-fatal car accident.
Yeah, Ben Hogan.
Yeah, then he wins U.S. Open.
Yeah, he was really bad. He could barely walk after
what happened?
That. He was in a car wreck.
But where?
I don't know. In the car.
Good Lord. 1972, this man, young man, ties a national league record for 14 Grand Slam home runs in a career. 1972.
Hank Aaron.
Still revered today. All right. Oh, this is good. 1974. The Kansas City Scouts and the Washington Capitals officially received their NHL franchises. What team did the Scouts eventually become?
Wow, Kansas City Scouts became, what year did you say?
1974.
Well, I don't know.
The Scouts moved to Denver before the start of the 77 season and became the Colorado Rockies, left there and became the who? It's interesting.
Winnipeg?
No.
No. Where?
New Jersey Devils.
The Devils.
1983.
Yeah. Yep.
That's it.
Good call there,
New
Charlie.
New Jersey Devils.
Charlie's my lifeline on all those.
In more ways than one. 1988, this pitcher, who is now one of the best golfers in the pro-ams, became the first pitcher to start as a designated hitter. 1988. He's always in the Pebble Beach pro-am. Pitcher.
And he was a designated hitter, too?
Well, he's the first player to ever become a
hitter. I don't know. John Smoltz.
Rick Rodin.
Okay.
1990. This is not on Steve Lehman's list either. This guy becomes the oldest player to throw a no-hitter. It was the sixth of his career.
Nolan Ryan?
Yeah. Is he on that list, Greg?
No.
I'm not going to let it go, man. 1995, this steroid user from USC tied a major league record when he hit 5 home runs in 5 consecutive games. 1995. His brother played quarterback for the Seattle Seahawks at 6'8".
Who is it?
Mark McGwire.
Okay. Oh, man, I should have got that.
1995, this pitcher, relief pitcher, set a major league record when he got his 16th consecutive save in 16 straight appearances.
1995.
Yep.
16 saves in a row.
Yep.
I'll go with
1995. 19, right-hander.
I will go with
not Jeff Reardon. Not Gene Garber.
Lee Smith.
Lee Smith. Good job, Greg. Good to, you're methodical today. All right, time for celebrity birthdays. What did we do yesterday? Let me find my list there.
Charlie won.
Oh, at the buzzer. That's right. He did win at the buzzer. All right, time for celebrity birthdays today. Folks, as always, got to get in within two. I know people want to play.
You haven't been giving us any of our analytics lately that of where we're, you know, listeners or what is that called when you get that?
I don't know. All right, here we go. First up, actor Hugh
no
Laurie.
No interest whatsoever, huh?
Hugh Laurie.
61.
60.
60, exactly. He went the other way with an even number. Dr. Oz. Fun fact about Dr. Oz, he's no longer on Channel 4. Thank God.
What happened? Did he get sick?
No. If you would have watched, you'd have been the only one. Okay. That's what happened.
Doctor. Okay. Dr. Oz is 55.
54.
59. Actor Peter Dinklage from Games of Thrones. He's a tiny guy.
45.
46.
50. You guys are close today. Joshua Jackson from the TV show The Affair and from Dawson's Creek.
37.
41.
41 exactly. Charlie's up 2-0. Charlie, by the way, I hope Lulu gives you a shout out.
I saw. Thank you.
You're welcome.
What's
buddy.
That about?
We'll talk in a minute. That's for Charlie. Actor Shia LaBeouf.
Should I leave the room?
No. Actor Shia LaBeouf. Who has lost his mind.
Yeah, he's just sort of wigged out, did he? 40.
39.
33. Okay. All right, here we go. Actress Adrienne Barbeau.
Swamp Woman. She is 66.
71.
74. Rock musician Frank Beard of ZZ Top, who plays the... Trumps.
And doesn't have a beard.
Correct.
He is 73.
75.
70. Rock singer Donnie Van Zant.
Ronnie's little brother. Donnie is 60.
61.
67. Let's go in here. Who else we got? Let's see, man. We doing okay today, everybody? All right. Singer Gloria Bruno from Exposé. The trio, she was beautiful. She is beautiful.
45.
55.
56. And that's it. 3-0. Good job, Charlie. Woo! He was methodical on you. All right, Greg, here's your song. I need to know what year this came out, who sang it, who wrote it.
Good Lord.
You got this. You can do it, man.
The year, who sang it, and the composer.
Yep. Yeah.
No, 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 no.
Yeah. Danny Zuko, Sandy, Kaniki.
It's the Bee Gees.
Oh, the Bee Gees wrote it. So I'm going to give it to
the
Barry Gibb wrote it. Nice.
All right. Give me the night. No, what is it? Grease is the word.
Oh, you got it. Who sings it?
Who sings it?
Yeah.
Who sang it? I don't know who did.
Frankie Valli. Oh, you did good, though, Greg.
Ah, close enough for that crap.
Hello. Hello, I'm Tom Hodges of Goggin Cold Hall, a regional refrigerated company that operates within a 500-mile radius of our home in Smyrna, Tennessee. We're seeking professional drivers to join our family-owned business. Our number one priority of serving our customers is by taking care of our employees first. With a $1,000 sign-on bonus plus a driver referral program, Goggin Cold Hall offers an excellent benefit package with a 401k retirement plan, paid vacations and holidays, insurance options, and a competitive pay structure that includes weekly, monthly, and quarterly bonuses. No Northeast travel, no touch freight, and with our late model Freightliner and Kenworth equipment, we promise to treat you in a first-class manner. If you're interested in joining our family at Goggin Cold Hall, please visit www.goggincold.com. That's www.goggincold.com or call us at 931-225-3873. That's Goggin Cold Hall, the coldest team in town.